Aaron Munson.
Here.
Jack Swindell.
Here.
Skylar Early.
Here.
Dave Eggers.
Present.
We've all had an opportunity to look at the minutes from the last meeting. Is there any revisions or corrections? I'm sorry, Dave.
Make a motion to approve minutes as stated.
Motion's been made to approve the minutes as stated. Second. I will second that, and we'll do a vote, please. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. It's been approved. Thank you, Dave. First case, please.
First case this evening is BZA 012-23. Emmanuel Church are the petitioners. Petitioners are constructing a new building and an addition out on 1849 First Avenue, and they do not want to install new sidewalks per the code.
Would the petitioner please step forward and state your case?
I think they're on here.
Yeah, they're on.
They're online.
Good evening. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Good evening. This is Greg Ilko with Crossroad Engineers. My office is at 115 North 17th Avenue in Beech Grove, Indiana. Representing Emmanuel Church, and as indicated, the variance request is to eliminate the need for the sidewalks along the east side of 2nd Avenue, I'm sorry, the east side of 1st Avenue and the west side of 2nd Avenue. Reason being, well, just stepping back, the development includes the remodel of the existing plus or minus 15,000 square foot building, and then Emmanuel will be soon constructing or beginning the construction of approximately a 14,000 square foot addition, and then there will be a new parking lot about the development. So with the development, the reason for the variance to eliminate the sidewalks is simply in this industrial, predominantly industrially zoned area, it's not pedestrian conducive, and there's no adjacent sidewalks really that this would even connect to. So just it's a burden of sorts by the petitioner, and we certainly would appreciate the granting of the variances in this instance. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I don't think I can hear you as well.
So the sidewalks would be required on 1st and 2nd Avenue on both sides of the property?
Total width of the property.
Yeah.
Anytime you develop new, you have to encompass some sidewalks.
Got it. Anybody have any questions?
So I'll make a statement. How about that? So I do agree industrial area, and that is something, but in this particular area, I think we will see future development in that area to where those sidewalks would eventually tie into something accordingly, right? So, you know, it may be that philosophy of build it and they will come, I don't know, right? But I think even on their behalf, I think, you know, the image the sidewalk puts up of having that out of the industrial format look to it with the finished product of a sidewalk. I guess I get both sides, but I think I'm gonna be in favor of having that sidewalk, because that is a pretty hardcore staple thing for us in the city in general, from the ordinance standpoint. That's all I got to say about it, really. There's a lot more, and I think, you know, this 14,000 is actually appears, Greg, right? Greg,
yes.
It appears that 14,000 is an independent building of its own. You're going to remodel that existing building that you bought that used to be with the Schneiders, and then you're going to build a totally freestanding building to the side of that, correct?
Not freestanding, it will be connected. So I'm sharing my screen. I don't know if you can see the aerial imagery now on the screen.
I do.
Okay, so here's the existing 14,000 square foot building.
Yes.
So just to give you an idea, obviously the project location is Southwest Seymour. So here's I-65 here, and then you've got
Yeah, I know, I know exactly where you're at.
We know where we're at, yeah.
So this is the existing 15,000 square foot building, that's being remodeled actually right now. And then I'll hand down to the site dimension plan. So the building addition is gonna be due west and attached to the existing, so I'll highlight. Here's existing, and then this is proposed, so it's added on. It's gonna be an addition. Now, what is on site now is where the church currently facilitates their services. And it doesn't show up on that aerial, but there's an existing building here on the west side. That is gonna be demolished.
Oh.
So then this one's going away. In anticipation of the remodel, the new build addition, and then the new parking, obviously, to the west, to the north, and to the south edge. And then we've got detention on the west side that'll discharge into the adjacent ditch. So the area, just going back to this aerial here, the lots adjacent are developed now, and so I don't know if someone's gonna come back and retrofit those with sidewalks, but the draw for pedestrian is very limited here.
What are you gonna do off Second Avenue there? Is that gonna be a driveway as well?
Yeah, it's actually existing driveway.
Right.
And,
but I mean, would you use that as a driveway for parking?
Let me see that one right there.
Yeah, so here's the proposed site plan on the screen now, if you can see that.
Yeah, we're all standing up here looking.
There'll be two cuts.
Did you get this?
On Second Avenue. And then the existing cut is being paved on First Avenue.
Greg, I'm gonna be perfectly honest with you. We do not have this drawing or the plans or anything, and what we did have was just an aerial view of your existing building and a proposed area next to it separate from that. So I didn't have, and this is kind of important to justify that, as we are typically pretty hardcore on sidewalks, but let me ask you something, Greg. Would you have, and I know there's time constraints, but if I table this until the next meeting and you provide us with these drawings so we can go over them and discuss them, is that something you would be open to?
Yeah, I don't see any issue with that. I mean, full disclosure, they've got their permit to do everything here. We're just trying to negate the sidewalk, so
sure.
It's not going to hold up their construction. So I'd certainly be okay with that. And I guess, there is some topographic issues, challenges specifically along First that we run into with the existing ditch, the floodplain, mm-hmm. and all that.
Yeah.
But no, I apologize. I thought that you guys had the proposed site plan and the approved construction plans. But obviously not. So let me get that to you. So I guess what I would do is I would request a continuance at this time, until the next meeting, such that you guys can take a look at the proposed site plan, and we can put together a little bit of a description, and you guys can take that in.
I think that's great.
Please do. That's
Chris.
What we're going to do. We'll have to make an official and vote on it. But yeah, let's do it that way, and then we'll just see you next month.
Okay. And who would I email these to?
Me.
That would be.
Just email them to me, to Patty.
Patty Cormella.
Okay. All right, Patty. We'll get them to you.
Okay.
Just electronic, okay, or do you need hard copies mailed?
Nope, that's fine. Just like you've been doing.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate that.
No problem. I'll hang on and listen to the vote.
Okay, so per that conversation, we're going to table this until next meeting. We do need to make a vote on this. And so we'll just have an oral vote.
Do that, or we'll make, we need a motion technically. So I will make a motion that we continue or table this until our next meeting, and we're provided with those updated drawings that we have a better scope of the project.
I'll second that.
It has been seconded. Do we need to do a paper vote, or can we do just a...
Just a voice vote.
Voice vote, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, all opposed, nay. Okay, it's been passed, and we'll see those things before next meeting, and we'll be able to discuss them a lot better.
Greg, Patty will get with you at the next meeting, when it is.
Thank you. To confirm, is it gonna be July 25th, same time?
Yes.
Awesome. All right, you guys have a great Independence Day weekend, and we'll see you next month.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Greg.
Okay, next case this evening is BZA 013-23. Brett Schultz is petitioner. Petitioner's requesting a variance at 4595 Ashwood Drive to vary from a required 20-foot rear yard setback to be a 4-foot setback, and to vary from the 8-foot side yard setback to a 2-foot setback to build a garage.
Would the petitioner please step forward and state your case?
Hi, I'm Brett. I'm just trying to build a garage. I have a smaller property, so the 20-foot setback would put the garage pretty much into my house. That's why I was suggesting the variance. Right now we have a fence right where that line would be, so 8 feet from our, or 4 feet from the property line is where my fence rides right now, and then 2 feet from the side is where the fence is now. So I'd basically be taking down that section of the fence, and the back half and side would be the garage.
How big a garage you putting in?
20 by 20, 20 by 24 maybe.
And it would be on the opposite side of what, the attached garage?
No, it's on the same side.
Same side?
So yeah, the driveway would actually go up the side of the house straight to it.
Okay, and you would actually be driving in and out of it and using it as well?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone else in favor of? Anyone against? Any questions from the board?
Don't have any questions, just a statement on a lot of these, as you know, in Ashwood and Havener, the backyards were 20 or 25 feet. They're just kind of narrow lots. So we have a lot of variances out there for different things.
Right.
Now, whether you want to approve that much of one, you know, that's up to you guys, but we do have variances in that subdivision.
I mean, I know we all did walk, drove out and looked at it. It is very tight there. Typically on a 2 foot off the property line to build a permanent structure, very, very seldom do we grant. But Jeremy is correct. All of these have very tight tolerances, and many of the properties that there's no way that would fit. His is pretty tight. Setting it back farther to be off the back corner of the house, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So we're talking about, just so everybody knows, so if you're facing your home, the right-hand side of your house?
If you're facing my home, it'd be the
left
side.
Yeah.
Left.
The garage is on the left.
So you're gonna go around your air conditioner and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Contractor that came out said that he could move the air conditioner over, and he would basically go straight back.
And that would just be one lane? You'd just have one
yes,
lane going
one
back?
Lane. Yes.
I thought it was the other side.
Yeah, from the driveway, it's...
Same side.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to put it over there. That would
be a long way to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you put a driveway right on your property line.
Right. Okay.
Right up to, so the concrete, that wouldn't be...
That part doesn't matter. Okay.
No. No, and I don't believe, did you have any correspondence from a neighbor?
Nope.
So, all the neighbors got notified. You talked to them?
Neighbors love me, so.
Well, you do decorate well. That's for sure.
Any more questions from the board? I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion's been made.
A second.
And seconded, we will vote.
Is there still a little building on that side? Is it going away? I should ask.
It's gonna go away. It's a shed.
That's what I thought you said, but I wanted to make that.
Yeah, it's going away.
Got it.
Just remember, you got a very tight area there.
Yes, I know. And that's why we're trying to do the variance.
Yeah, it's been approved 5-0, but make sure on your, when you build that, that the overhang counts as your building too.
Okay, yeah, of course.
A lot of people think that it's the wall and then they have a 2-foot and then you'd be right on the property line, so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was approved.
Yep. Should need to come and see Patty.
When you get ready to build, then come to me and I'll get your permit.
Yeah, need the drawing, bring a drawing up to her showing that the 4-foot and the 2-foot.
Okay, I can do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, last case is BZA 015-23. Jacob Brown is the petitioner. Petitioner requesting a variance at 3534 Regents Court to put up a fence. The back of his, as you've seen on the drawing, the back of his property butts up against that county road. The ordinance, I hated to make him come in, but the ordinance says any street that, you know, it fronts on, it's his backyard, but it's still a street. So that's why he's here.
Would the petitioner step forward, please, and state your name and your...
We don't have that very often where they build a subdivision and a county road right next to it.
Hello, I'm Jake Brown and I'm here to ask you guys for a variance to build a 6-foot white vinyl privacy fence in my backyard. And like Jeremy said, the issue is that my house sits between two roads. So due to the proximity of my fence to the road and it being 6-foot, I was told I needed a variance. So I could go through anything you want, why I want to build a 6-foot fence instead of a 4-foot fence, why I want to build it where it is, anything you guys want.
The only thing I don't see on here, how far back off of the road would it actually be?
33-foot off the center line. Where is that?
How far?
33 feet off the center line of the 375.
It says it's 23 on the edge.
That's the edge of the road.
That's the edge of the road, and then another 8.
I think you had flags up out there, didn't you, where it was going?
Yep, it's been staked off for a while.
I was gonna say, I looked at it and it sits plenty far enough, I thought, off the...
I will make a motion to approve.
Second. Motion's been made and has been seconded.
I know it seems silly, but it's the roof goes back.
Yeah, that's when I went out and looked at it, I was like, I'm glad to have it filed.
It has been approved 5-0.
Just come up to see Patty whenever.
Okay.
And she'll get you your permit and be ready to go.
Okay.
Sorry for the holdup.
Nope, no problem. Patty, are you at 8:30 tomorrow?
I will be there.
All right, I'll see you then.
Okay.
Thank you.
8:45.
Anybody got anything new?
Oh, no. I need to leave him with that.
Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Then moved and seconded, meeting adjourned.
I thought we were getting married. Anything old, new, blue?
Something borrowed?
Oh, borrowed. I forgot about borrowed.
Thank you, everybody. It's been a while since you've been through all that, right?
Well, yes, yeah.
But you know, you got something to look forward to.
The marriage part was easy, it's the other part that's hard.
Yeah, you think the wedding's expensive.
Yeah, it added up more than this cowboy mate.
I heard that somewhere.
Me too.
See you guys.
See ya.
I should have gone into family law.
Yes.
It's kind of like being owner of a funeral home. You always got it coming.
People are dying to get there.
Have a good evening.
See you all too. Thank you.
Did you say next week, so next month is going to be bad? Who's coming to scare you?
My plan commission. There's a member on there that doesn't like the mayor, thinks that Jeremy and I are in cahoots and stealing votes and.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with people? I thought you meant our next meeting. I was like, oh, no.
No, it's
coming though.
I know.
What's that?
She thought.
An ugly meeting.
She thought ours was the ugly meeting. No, you guys are wonderful compared to plan commission.
Guy from Crestview, and that thing still is like, after he moved.
Yeah, well, we got another one that's Crestview coming up. That'll be.
Is Hinkle still coming?
Guy wants to cook food, sell it out of his house.
Is Hinkle still coming?
Are you kidding me?
No.
In Crestview?
Where Hobson used to live.
There's like 800 people living there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's already doing it. He just wants to.
Yeah, he's just trying to get permission to do that.
See, I don't even have Jeremy signing half of these. I thought, I've got to get these signed.
What?
You need to sit down and sign these minutes for me.
Oh, with this one time.
I know.
Not tonight.
I know.
Have a good evening.
See you.
Not even Friday, right? No, I'll see you Thursday.
Yeah.
That's it.
Make sure you tell Kelly about his.
I will.
Before it gets too far along, because I sure.
Let's start there.
I hadn't seen that at all.
I was trying to think. I think Sunday I.
And he should have asked for that when he's doing the building. If we know he's doing it. But.
Is he getting married?
No. He was.